It's the South's biggest deal for AJC podcast listeners. For a limited time, subscribe, and you'll get digital access to the AJC for $1.99 per week. For life, as long as you keep your subscription. That's our sports and politics coverage, breaking news and in-depth investigations, food and dining, and more from AJC.com every day for life. You'll also unlock access to our app, exclusive films, events, and newsletters. Subscribe now by going to AJC.com/start. That's AJC.com/start for new subscribers only.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut, are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.
There is growing outrage tonight after an unarmed African-American teenager was shot and killed by police in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, Missouri.
America's largest police force is facing a serious controversy over a video that's gone viral showing officers arresting a suspect who later died.
Police officer Jason Van Dyke has turned himself in this morning. He is now charged with first-degree murder for allegedly shooting a teen 16 times.
I remember watching when the other kids were being killed by police officers, and I broke down crying in my mama's room. She asked me, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "Mom, her child was killed by police officers." I said, "I don't know what I would do. I said, I'd probably go crazy. I'd probably want to kill the cop. I'd probably lose my mind. Yeah, it put me in a crazy house." And then, behold, it happened to me.
That's the mother of Anthony Hill. He was a loving son, devoted boyfriend, and both a veteran of and a victim of the war in Afghanistan. In our new season of Breakdown, Judgment Call, we'll tell you the story of his life and death, and we'll follow the trial of the cop who shot and killed him.
I went back to Mr. Hill. He was face down. I turned him over, tried to find some. I didn't find any. I saw no respirations. He rattled.
DeKalb County Police Officer Chip Olson is charged with killing Anthony Hill on March 9th, 2015. Olson had responded to a 911 call. A man was wandering around an apartment complex nude in broad daylight. Anthony Hill was unarmed and off his meds. Olson claims he acted in self-defense. DeKalb prosecutors say it was murder.
The guy was naked. So you can't say he thought he was concealing a gun or anything. He was naked. So just a terrible, terrible, terrible situation.
You know, I think the misconception is that Chip had time to reflect, to think about what he should do, as if he had time to, you know, go back through his manuals or his training materials. He had all of about 3 or 4 or 5 seconds to react to a situation that to any of us, would have been terrifying.
This is a story about how rare it is for police officers to be prosecuted for killing civilians.
This is the story of the VA failing a soldier who returned home from the war in Afghanistan, diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
This is a story like so many others in the criminal justice system, where race can't be ignored.
You've got a white police officer, you've got a black victim, and in the climate that we have going on right now in the country, in regards to law enforcement officers and the deaths, shootings of black citizens, that's going to be an issue.
I'm Bill Rankin, legal affairs reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
I'm Christian Boone, public safety reporter for the AJC. I've been following this story from the beginning.
I can hear him saying my name in my head, which is good, and I can also hear him doing scales. So I haven't forgotten his voice yet. I think about him every day.
What must I do so you can see what I see? Invisible, it must be.
Anthony Hill's love of music gave him a purpose. He composed, he produced, and, as you can hear now, my goodness, could he sing.
Can't imagine this world without you, no.
In this season of Breakdown, we'll follow the trial from jury selection to verdict. We're teaming with our friends at WSB Radio. And we're glad to be back. It's been too long, right? Subscribe or download on Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app.
251 shots fired. One down.
251, you've had the subject 52'd himself, or did you fire from?
I did. He came right at me. Exactly.
Coming this fall.
Hip hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents
hip hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip hop story.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip hop.
50 years.
No one can deny
one film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at ajc.com/hip hop.
Our journalists at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution are working around the clock to keep you updated on all the developments surrounding the Trump indictment. Now the AJC is putting all of our coverage in one place with our new Trump 19 newsletter. Every Wednesday, you'll have our latest coverage and analysis on this historic case in your inbox. So sign up for free today at ajc.com/indictment newsletter. That's all one word. ajc.com/indictment newsletter.